calling customer support. My name is Gabrielle. How can I help you?
What was your name?
Gabrielle.
Gabrielle, my name is Robert Dillon, and I found an entry on my credit card statement, which I found last month as well, and I asked them to remove and remove me from the subscription, which you did, but then you added it right back onto it.
May I have your zip code?
85739.
Okay. What's your first and last name?
The last name is Dillon, D-H-I-L-L-O-N. First name is F-A-T-E-H, but you may have it listed as Bob or Robert.
Can you repeat that last name for me?
The last name?
Yes.
Dillon. D like David, H like Harry, I for India, double L like London, O for Orange, and N for Nigel.
Okay. Was the first name Bob?
Yes, it's either Bob or Robert or Fateh. I use all three.
Okay, can you verify the address for me?
The address is 37923 South Loma Serena Drive.
Okay, give me one moment.
The date of the transaction was 12/27.
Okay, because I see you ordered the dash cam, and we did give you a full refund back of $49.97.
Right.
That's your, probably your refund that's showing, because we haven't billed you since December the 27th.
Yes, you have. It's showing up on my credit card. And the other one, the credit you gave me was for you had billed me the previous month as well.
Okay, we only can give you a full refund on your most recent charge. That's for December that we charge you of the $49. That's that refund that's showing for that month.
Well, there should be two refunds, because the 11/27 charge was where you had billed me incorrectly. Now, do I have to go and find my old statement to see that charge again?
Okay, I see where you was charged for November, but we only gave you a full refund on your most recent charge, was for December.
Well, here's what happened. On 11/26, I was charged, and I have a cancellation confirmation number. I spoke to Joaquin, and I said, cancel my membership. And then, so I see no credit applied until 12/29, but 2 days prior, you billed me a second time. So you've actually had two payments of 49 and only refunded one of them. I'm trying to cancel my membership.
Your account hasn't been already canceled.
Pardon?
Your account has already been canceled, and we gave you that full refund of $49.97.
Yes, but would you listen to what I'm trying to say? I'm looking at two credit card statements, all right? One is a charge from you on 11/26. Another one is a charge for 12/27. Those are the dates. But I only see one refund made on 12/29. But there are charges.
Yes, sir. I see where you was billed for November, and I see where you called in December to cancel your account. But we only can give you a full refund on your most recent charge, and that was for December.
No. I think what you're missing is that I called on. I even put the date of the call. And that's my current one. That's where I just discovered it. To bear with me. I had you here in front of me. So I called on, no, not that one. This is Gabriella. That's you. I just had you here. But you see, I have been charged twice. That's my point. Because you didn't do the credit on the same day. The credit took some time to go through, I suppose. I'm trying to find the date that I called.
Yes, sir. You called in on December the 29th to cancel your account. And they gave you a full refund for your December charge.
Well, no, then it should have been for the November charge.
Okay, we only can give you a full refund on your most recent charge. That was for December.
Well, that's neither here nor there. That's your policy. You charged me for a service that I did not use. So I need to speak to a manager if you are not authorized to do this.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay. You can't charge me for a service I did not receive.